In the Torah portion, Vayigash, Yosef finally reveals to his brothers that he is still alive, and that he indeed is the second in command to Pare. In this emotional scene, Yosef falls on his younger brother, Binyamin, and Binyamin falls on him, and both of them cry on each other. Our sages say that at that moment, both Yosef and Binyamin were endowed with a spirit of prophecy, and each of them was able to see in the future. When the land of Israel was split up among the sons of Yaakov, in the portion of Binyamin was contained the temple in Jerusalem, and in the portion of Yosef was Shiloh, where the Mishkan, a temporary dwelling before the actual temple was built, resided. And when Binyamin fell on the neck of Yosef and cried, he saw prophetically the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh, of this tabernacle in Shiloh, which was in the portion of Yosef. And when Yosef fell on Binyamin, and literally the verse says that he fell on the neck, with a plural expression, of Binyamin, Yosef prophetically saw how the two temples which were located in the portion of Binyamin were destroyed. Since both of them were endowed with this prophecy at that time, undoubtedly each saw not only the destruction which took place in the other one's portion, but also the destruction which took place in his own portion. And this being the case, the question immediately comes to mind, how could it be that they would cry about the other brother's portion and not his own portion? And although certainly they had a great love for each other, which was intensified by not having seen each other for so many years, still human nature is always to care more about oneself than the other. And this being the case, why should there have been no tears shed on the destruction which was to take place in their own portion? However, contained in this passage is the key to an important lesson, both about how to care for other people and how to look at oneself. Our sages tell us that every single individual has within them a so-called temple, a Beis HaMikdash. And this is the holy neshama, the soul, the spark of godliness which is within. However, sometimes, as a result of improper thought, speech, or deed, a person could affect a so-called destruction of that inner temple. When we see such a destruction taking place by another, we have an obligation to try to help them to rebuild it. This could consist of encouragement, of teaching, of helping, any form which could be used to arouse the other person to straighten out their situation and rebuild their temple. However, there are limitations as to how much a person can do. Ultimately, the responsibility is on the other person. The Rashbatz, a famous teacher in Lubavitch, once brought the example of a big, fat, lazy bird who was thirsty and sitting on a cliff, until God finally had mercy upon it and blew it off the cliff with a great wind until it fell down to the seashore. With that, it sat on the seashore still far from the water, until another breeze came and put it into the water. However, there's only so much the Creator can do. At this point, it's up to the bird to stick its head into the water to drink, and this the bird must do itself. And so too, by every individual, there's only so much encouragement which can be offered. Ultimately, the person himself must come to rebuild his inner temple. If you have done everything you can to help the other person and encourage them, and still you are not successful, then there is nothing left to do but cry. Crying will not help the situation, but crying will ease your feelings. It will take away some of the hurt and make things a little bit easier for you. However, the crying itself is not productive when it comes to correcting the situation. But in this case, since you have done everything you can to try to help the person, and there's nothing else you can do, then it is appropriate to cry. However, if you are speaking about the destruction of the so-called temple within yourself as a result of your improper actions or thoughts or speech, then the appropriate thing to do is not to cry. The appropriate thing to do is to change. And if you have already tried to change and tried to improve yourself, and then you are not successful, it is still not appropriate to cry. It is appropriate to try harder and to try more to correct yourself. If anything, the crying is counterproductive. Not only it does not help anything, it could make things worse. Because once a person has cried, he might think to himself, well, at least I am enough bothered by it that I cried. And with a sense of feeling of having fulfilled one's obligation, the person will be less motivated to change. That's why it is not appropriate to cry about yourself, only about another person. And this is exactly what happened between Binyamin and Yosef, that each one cried only about the other one's portion, and not about his own portion. Because when it comes to another person, you must try to help them as much as possible, and you must care enough about them that if you are not successful in helping them rebuild their inner temple, then you must cry. You must be so bothered by it that your feelings can no longer withstand it, and you break out in tears. However, when it comes to yourself, you must not be broken to the point of tears, because tears won't help. The only thing that will help is not tears, but action, and that is the appropriate path to follow.